Each Fairmont hotel in Canada has a green team tasked with finding ways to make the hotel greener. In Winnipeg, it's Diane Tuvey that heads that team.
We have our signature project, Polar Bears International. So we've partnered with them to support with the Bear Tracker program, because dealing with polar bears, you're dealing with global warming effects. Over the past 2 years, we've donated $12,000 to Polar Bears International to help them get their Bear Tracker website up and running. And with that, they are able to track the polar bears across the Arctic region, to track their habitat, the ice changes, what the polar bears are doing, and how the cubs are. So we feel that's a great impact, and we can definitely help with that.
And what about some of the things that are behind the scenes at the Fairmont in Winnipeg? What sort of things are you doing there to ensure that you're greener?
We have our recycling program, which all Fairmonts have. We also have a composting program. And last year, we composted just over 29,000 pounds of compost waste. So this year, our goal is 35,000 pounds. And so far, we've composted just over 30,000 pounds of compost waste. So we're well on our way to achieving our goal. And we've also got other companies in the area included in that. They have their own composting programs and they compost through us. We've gotten them involved.
Is this something that you find works well for guests? Do guests actually like that, or do they just not really care?
Guests like to know that we are doing that. They like to know behind the scenes in our kitchens, through the restaurants, that we are doing that for them. The guests themselves, we've noticed through in-room dining, they don't have a big focus on doing that themselves, but they like to know what is happening with the larger scale banquets and kitchen areas that we are doing that.
What about general recycling? Because I can recycle in my room, but it's hardly kind of in your face, really.
We do have the two bins in the room, one for garbage and one for recycling. So we like to promote it that way. And our housekeepers are trained to look through the garbage as they pick it up in the rooms and see what can be recycled. So even if you're not making the right choice in what bin to put it in, the housekeepers are trained to do that for you. So we are looking out for your best interest as well.
You've got a green team here. What actually is the role of the green team? What's it supposed to be doing?
Well, our mandate is to create goals for each year, to work with the staff to create green initiatives in each department and make sure the staff are following the standards, to turn off the lights and to reduce the use of water, turning off taps and that such in each department. And then also out in the community to do community initiatives to get involved in the downtown cleanup and composting with other businesses in the area. So we do have a mandate to have these goals. We also have goals with our utility stats to keep our water consumption down, to reduce our energy, to reduce the amount of power that we're using in the guest rooms and in the hotel as a whole. So we do have those mandates in place. Over the past 2 years, we've done some guest rooms renovations. This year, we just did 82 guest rooms. We refitted them with the low-flow shower heads and the low-flow toilets. So that's saving water, reducing the amount with every flush, with every time someone takes a shower, it reduces the amount of water that's actually coming into the room. So the guests don't even have to think about it anymore. That reduction is there for them. We've also installed the electronic thermostats in the rooms, so they're motion-sensored. So we installed 82 of those in each of the renovated guest rooms. So as the guest comes in, your air conditioner unit or the heater comes on, and if you leave the room, that'll shut off, so the power isn't constantly running, and it has a variable degree to it. So 2.5 degrees on either side of whatever you set it to, it'll maintain that in the room for you.
And what sort of things have you got planned for the future then?
In the future, we'd like to see either a rooftop herb garden, grow our own herbs to get the community involved in that. With a food and beverage department, it's another way that we're using local produce.
In terms of being green, what sort of benefits has it brought you? Has it brought you more business? Has it brought you cost savings? Has it brought you, I don't know, better staff attitude, that kind of thing?
There has been cost savings for sure with it. Even just the reduction of the utility bills we notice, and there's a cost saving there. The staff, they do like it when they come on. They say, well, I haven't worked for another company that had a program like this. No one is this focused on being green, and it pushes me to be green at home as well. So we like to see that they are taking it home with them. And it's also good public relations for the public. A lot of them see our stuff on the website, on Twitter, on Facebook, and they like to know that we are making this headway and that we do have it front of mind that we are being green.
And how much do your clientele actually tell you that they want you to be green? I mean, are they actively telling you, yes, we want you to be greener?
We do have conferences that come in, and when we do their request for proposal, they are asking, what are your green initiatives? And that is one of the selling features, that they are looking for hotels that are making those choices, that do have the options to be green for their meetings and for their guest rooms.
Between the Fairmont as a group and the Fairmont individually in Winnipeg, how much kind of autonomy do you have about what you do to be green?
We do have mandates from corporate that we do have to have the Green Committee and we have to have recycling programs in place, but we can also do what we choose in the community. So we do hanger drives. Instead of buying hangers each year, we ask our staff to bring in their old wire hangers, and we haven't had to buy any hangers yet this year because the staff bring those in. So smaller initiatives like that, we do them just in the hotel.
That's Diane Tovey from the Fairmont Hotel in Winnipeg, Canada.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.